from ancient websites like MySpace to more popular apps like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. These social media sites grant access to all types of people. The growth of the internet has created social platforms in which any individual can communicate and engage within a worldwide digital community. Many of us today have never lived in this world without having the internet in the palm of our hands. Surely today's innovations have allowed us access to information and has also provided us with the platform to share them. Today, the question seems to revolve around the implication that social media has on users. But what are they? Many strong advocates believe in the harmful effects on social media, while others praise all that it has done for the betterment of themselves and humanity. Today, we will discuss both sides of the argument. Does social media have a positive or negative effect on the user?
Social media has become a place for the people as it has positive effects when it comes to increased social awareness, brings about a sense of community, and expands on representation. Over the past few years, the power of social media has been one with the masses. Movements like Me Too, March for Our Lives, and Love Wins gain popularity through social media, giving a voice to the voiceless. These campaigns have changed the nation's population, including all genders, ages, races, and sexual orientation. The movements discuss important topics such as sexual harassment, gun control, and same-sex marriage. Social media can be viewed in a positive manner as it brings awareness on what is prominent in society today. Platforms that rely on hashtags like Facebook and Twitter help spread these movements and gain attention to it. These trending topics spark the interest of social media users, whether it to be those who are aware of the movements or those who are hearing it for the first time. Teens have the highest percentage in age group when it comes to using social media. If trending news is distributed on popular social media sites, teens are more likely to see them. They become more conscious of what is happening in our society through these more streamlined methods. Aside from social media being a platform for awareness on current events, it also allows for a sense of community online. According to an article based on the effects of social media by Emily Weinstein, states that 89% of youth have access to smartphones and computers, which enable social media to be used whenever. Accessibility is no longer a problem as we have the power of the internet at the touch of our fingertips. This advantage allows individuals to communicate with people all around the world. Websites such as Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit enable users to connect through similar interests and express their opinions through mutual forum posts. Collectivism thrives on social media sites like these, allowing for the expansion of friendship not only in person, but also online. People who find it difficult to make friends in real life have the opportunity to make them online, as it eliminates awkward confrontation that is present when talking in person. Teens are more likely to use social media to strengthen friendships, which brings about a sense of belonging. By bonding over shared hobbies and interests, social media users feel a closeness among others within the community. It was stated in the same article that 78% of people, especially adolescents, share that social media makes them feel closer to their peers and friends, and 42% of them feel more connected to family members. Social media brings people closer together in a way that allows for a more diverse communication space.
Social media is also a space for expanded representation of different body types, sexual orientations, races, and more. It has created a unique place for representation of beauty that mainstream media has neglected. This makes social media very desirable for making people feel included. For example, in an academic journal of individual psychology, done by Susan Belangi, a psychology professor from the University of Texas, she did a survey that discovered the effects of representation on social media. In this academic journal, she did an experiment with people of all ages, genders, and amount they use social media per week. She asked them to report on how social media and whether it made them gain knowledge, feel hurt, or any type of strong feeling they had. More than half of the participants agreed that social media helps them to see with the eyes of other people, meaning that they can be more open-minded. This helps self-esteem because they learn that beauty is not conformed to one standard. but it's different with different perspectives.
You wake up in the morning, and the first thing you do is grab your phone and go through your social media feed, just in case you missed something while you were sleeping. As you continue to scroll, you realize how fortunate your friends and family and strangers are, or at least that's what they have you believing. Have you ever wondered in what ways does social media impact you as a user? Although the purpose of social media is to improve communication among friends and family, social media has hindered face-to-face communication and the ability to notice certain social cues. Another negative effect is that an improper approach to social media encourages people to seek social approval and desire social acceptance. And even though social media has so many benefits, it can have a negative effect on people by encouraging a low self-esteem.
Social media has hindered face-to-face communication and the ability to notice certain social cues. Social media has been linked to higher levels of loneliness, envy, anxiety, depression, narcissism, and decreased social skills. 50% of users reported that social media has had negative effects on their relationships. 80% reported that it's easier to be deceived by others through their sharing on social media.
Social media encourages people to seek social approval and social acceptance. A psychological research conducted in 2011 found that out of the 237 Facebook users who were surveyed from ages 18 through 29, majority sought belonging, connection, and acceptance. Social media sites allow users to provide such feedback through a like, a heart, or an upvote. And according to a psychological study conducted in 2016, which surveyed 232 social media users, they noticed that such paralinguistic digital affordances, or PDAs, are translated into being actual signs of support. The study found that the amount of time spent on these social networking sites leads users to over-rely on PDAs as a form of connection, social approval, and social acceptance. PDAs are one of the tools of social media that provide users that sense of belonging, connection, and acceptance that they seek.
Social media can have a negative effect on people by encouraging low self-esteem or some sort of narcissism. A survey found that addiction to social media was more present to young single women, and they found that social media addiction leads to higher narcissism and lower self-esteem.
The opposing side believes that social media encourages people to seek social approval and acceptance rather than looking for approval from other people. Social media actually allows for self-improvement. There are many internet influencers online that give helpful advice or provide tutorials on how to do certain things. People can benefit from these by using the information to boost their self-esteem and broaden their knowledge, whether it is to be in beauty, skincare, physical fitness channels, or fashion trends. By following these influencers that specialize in these topics, people are able to mimic them in a way that improves their outlook and self-esteem. It has become evident in today's light that social media has a clear effect on modeling behavior. Social media has become a platform for trendsetters to make their mark.
In an academic study on social media interactions among youngsters done by Kirsten Bevelander, a psychology professor, she does an experiment on social media and its effects on modeling behavior. She had participants of different ages and genders watch a video of a person eating a snack. The snack was also placed in front of them during the experiment, and they were encouraged to eat it. When the subject watched a person eating a lot of snacks, so did they. But when the person ate none, or just a little, the watcher did the same as well. Belanger concluded that social media has heavy effects on modeling behavior, because all of the subjects were watching people who were their age and gender as well. While many may believe that this is negative because users will model unhealthy actions, social media actually promotes modeling behavior in a different light. In this day, it is widely popular to promote self-care, social cues, and self-love. Users are not modeling unhealthy behaviors, but rather modeling behaviors that teach them how to be confident in themselves. In this way, they form new standards for social media instead of the old reaction that social media causes people to want to be somebody else. They learn to love themselves for who they are, just like the other people online, instead of copying their looks or unhealthy actions.
Our opponents believe that social media creates a positive modeling behavior, one that encourages and uplifts the users. However, their example demonstrates how powerful social media can be. Social media is a worldwide platform, allowing anyone and anything to be shared without regulation. Not all the content on social media is encouraging and uplifting. If a user mimics what they see, that cannot always be a good thing. For example, a pediatric study published in 2017 explains how teenagers and young adults of age 13 through 19 are in stage of endearing development. The study showed that social media influences young adults and teenagers in many aspects of their lives, such as their behavior, communication, skills, and mental health. Social media plays a great role when teenagers are trying to find their identity. In many cases, it can cause them to develop high-risk behaviors. A 2017 pediatric study defines 2017 pediatric study defines high-risk behavior as drug abuse, violence, and the study explains how teenagers and young adults find validation among their peers when encouraging in risky activities, encouraging them to do it again. In addition, social media companies monitor a person's feed in order to continuously advertise what the user seems to be interested in. For example, if one likes or posts pictures of alcohol, the system will advertise more alcohol to the young user, which can encourage more risky behavior, creating a continuous cycle.
According to Dr. Catherine Steiner Adair, a clinical psychologist and author, kids are missing out on very critical social skills due to social media. Although social media does not create nonverbal learning disabilities, texting and online communication puts users in a nonverbal disabled setting. Both body language, social expressions, and even the smallest kinds of vocal reactions are left invisible. Most people are concerned with what others are doing and checking how many people are considering them relevant. They seem to forget a form of communication when being face-to-face.
Actively engaging in social media can negatively affect a person's mental health, especially when they are in the identity development stage. The relationship expert Clarissa Silva interviewed active social media users and found that 60% of the users agreed their self-esteem was impacted in a negative way, 50% agreed that it negatively affected their relationships, and 80% admitted that they lie on social media. This leads us to wonder if a person is really who they portray to be on these social sites.
Social media can make a positive impact on the people who use it by giving them a voice to lead popular movements, allowing users to find a community, and it can also help broaden representation. Social media can expose people to many subjects and connect people from across the globe. However, with abusive and improper use of this platform, a person can lose important communication skills, rely on others for acceptance, and create within themselves a narcissistic character. Not everything is what it seems to be on these social media platforms, and although it is possible for a user to mimic positive behaviors, some content may not be appropriate for all users to mimic. The social media community can indeed unite, motivate, and uplift users from all countries, but it is also a harmful tool. Self-awareness and self-regulation is what social media users need to do before logging on.